The Unparalleled Adventures of One Hans Pfaall. By late accounts from Rotterdam, that city seems to be in a high state of philosophical excitement. Indeed, phenomena have there occurred of a nature so completely unexpected, so entirely novel, so utterly at variance with preconceived opinions, as to leave no doubt on my mind that long ere this, all Europe is in an uproar, all physics in a firmament, all reason and astronomy together by the ears. It appears that on the, I'm not positive about the date, a vast crowd of people, for purposes not specifically mentioned, were assembled in the great square of the Exchange in the well-conditioned city of Rotterdam. The day was warm, unusually so for the season. There was hardly a breath of air stirring, and the multitude were in no bad humour at being now and then besprinkled with friendly showers of momentary duration that fell from large white masses of cloud, which checkered in a fitful manner the blue vault of the firmament. Nevertheless, about noon, a slight but remarkable agitation became apparent in the assembly. The clattering of 10,000 tongues succeeded, and in an instant afterward, 10,000 faces were upturned towards the heavens. 10,000 pipes descended simultaneously from the corners of 10,000 mouths, and a shout which could be compared to nothing but the roaring of Niagara resounded long, loudly, and furiously through all the environs of Rotterdam. The origin of this hubbub soon became sufficiently evident. From behind the huge bulk of one of those sharply defined masses of cloud already mentioned, was seen slowly to emerge into an open area of blue space, a queer, heterogeneous, but apparently solid substance, so oddly shaped, so whimsically put together, as not to be in any manner comprehended, and never to be sufficiently admired by the host of sturdy burghers who stood open-mouthed below. What could it be? In the name of all the frows and devils in Rotterdam, what could it possibly portend? No one knew. No one could imagine. No one, not even the burgomeister, Mynheer Superbus van Onderdoek, had the slightest clue by which to unravel the mystery. So, as nothing more reasonable could be done, every one to a man replaced his pipe carefully in the corner of his mouth, and cocking up his right eye towards the phenomenon, puff, paused, waddled about, and grunted significantly. Then waddled back, grunting.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?